This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ahead in moments, from WHL linesman to umpire in the biggest game in Canadian football. Prince Albert native Troy Semenchuk, the umpire in the 109th plane of the Grey Cup game in Regina last Sunday. He'll tell us about that experience. And two top prospects for the upcoming NHL draft round out the show. Moose Jaw Warriors forward Braden Jaeger in the midst of the Warriors BC road trip. The A-rated prospect, according to NHL Central Scouting, will be our guest. And Zach Benson of the Winnipeg Ice coming off a huge week where he was named the WHL Player of the Week. Zach Benson will close out the show. First up, a WHL linesman, Troy Semenchuk, with the opportunity of a lifetime as he traded in his WHL linesman stripes for CFL Grey Cup officiating stripes. He was the umpire for the 109th Grey Cup held recently in Regina, and we track him down for the WHL radio show. Troy, boy, you're an official in a couple of different sports, and what an honor for you. I'm sure you're still, a bit still coming down from a Grey Cup officiating assignment for the Grey Cup.
Yeah, I sure am. It's been quite the kind of week and a half here, and tons of support, and it's so exciting telling people I was on the game, and then all the emotions that go with going into the game and being prepared, and then obviously coming back to real life here and back to work, and just all the folks asking about it and being excited about it. It's just been fantastic.
Troy, you worked with umpire Dave Foxcroft and that crew. How do you go about landing the prestigious assignment of working a Grey Cup?
I really think it's a reflection of, so many people that have, coached me and been patient with me and poured their time and energy into me to help me develop and improve. And it's such an honor to be named to the crew, to have the trust of your colleagues, have the trust of your boss, and to be put on the biggest game of the year is just it's an experience I'll treasure forever.
You've been a WHL linesman going back to 2012-13. You live in Prince Albert now, and I can't imagine the feeling of being at Mosaic Stadium just before the anthem and have the snowbirds buzz over top. I mean, as a player, that has to get you going. As an umpire for that game, that probably has to get you going too.
It really did. Like, it sends shivers down my spine. Like, it's hard to explain what that does. And you do a good job of saying it's just the energy, the electricity. The fans are hyped up. The players are fired up, ready to go. The crew is dialed in and focused and can't wait to kick the ball off. And, it was just a wild and unbelievable event. And, again, to work my first Grey Cup in my home province with lots of people, familiar faces in the stands, it was just wonderful.
Troy, are you a hockey guy first or a football guy first?
I think I would say it's kind of a bit of a combination or crossover. I was a hockey player, then official as a young kid, and then took a break from officiating hockey once I kind of finished high school and progressed playing football beyond high school. And then coaching kind of took over. And then when I decided to transfer out of teaching high school to elementary, started football officiating. So I would say I'm a bit of both. Both sports have they mean so much to me and have given me so much. I don't think I'll ever be able to give the game back what they've given to me. So just extremely grateful to be involved in both.
Nicely said. They couldn't be further from the different ends of the spectrum. Hockey's confined to a rink, you're on skates, you can get around quickly. Football's on that wide field, 110 yards, you got to run to wherever you're going, no coasting. So boy, I'm sure both have their similarities, but both are different here from an officiating standpoint.
Very different in terms of how the sports operate, but I'll tell you, my time in the Western Hockey League has, really prepared me for lots of the challenges that we face in football officiating. You know, the ability to, be a good communicator, the ability to recognize hot spots, especially as a linesman in hockey, recognize those situations on the field and maybe get in there and get between players and separate them. The skills really cross over the officiating skills from one to the other.
Yeah, and because, you mentioned getting into a crease, into some scrums and getting between players. As an umpire, one of your responsibilities is to, if there's a fumble or a change of possession, you got to get in there and find out who has the ball and signal possession. I mean, they probably play off each other pretty well.
They really do, yeah. And, like you say, as an umpire, I'm chasing, running plays down and, whether there's a tackle or a group of players there, lots of times we've got to get in between and separate them or use our voices and words and communication to kind of calm things down. If we have fumbles, change of possession, same thing. You got to sort of dig in there and find it and, come up with a decision, a ruling, and then point possession. And, it's amazing how much working on the lines in the Western Hockey League has really prepared me and really helped me to be successful on the football field. It's pretty neat when I actually reflect on it.
Yeah. Oh, this is great to be best of both worlds, right? A WHL linesman and then into the Grey Cup game. What's next for you? This is the pinnacle, the CFL. You just did that in Regina. But as far as your officiating aspirations, where does that lie right now, Troy?
I mean, just like the players, officials want to be in the last game of the year. And that's always the goal at the start of the season. And, now that I've had a taste of what the experience and everything that goes with it is, working that last game, the Grey Cup in football, it motivates me to work even extra hard in the off season, in the weight room, in the rule book, to get back to that point and, to get back into that Grey Cup game. In hockey, my goal is always to go as far as I can. And, just like in football, in the Western Hockey League, I work with, great guys and gals and very supportive team in terms of our coaches and our boss. I'm so lucky to do this. Sometimes I gotta pinch myself. I feel like I'm dreaming, but I really do feel like the luckiest guy to be able to experience two sports and to work at very high levels in both those sports.
Well, definitely is a tight-knit group headed up there by Kevin Minch, Director of Officiating. And, hey, Troy, great experience for you. Thanks for sharing your story, and we can't wait to see you out in a WHL rink in the coming weeks. Thanks a lot.
Looking forward to that. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge and Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Hey, Braden Yeager and the Moose Jaw Warriors have begun their first trek out to the BC Division since the 2018-19 season. He's an A-rated prospect for this summer's NHL draft. Voice of the Warriors, James Gallo, has more.
James Gallo in Prince George and talking with Moose Jaw Warriors 17-year-old forward Braden Yeager. Braden, 7 games in 14 days for the Warriors through the BC and Central Division. But before we talk about that, let's talk about last weekend where you guys sweep that weekend home-and-home series against the Swift Current Broncos. How good was that for this team to feel good about themselves and build some confidence heading on this long road trip?
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, the road trip kind of started in Swift there, and, to get a back-to-back win is something we kind of struggle with, kind of to start the season. And, I think it was a huge confidence builder being able to, kind of overcome that little hump of adversity on Saturdays. And, I think it's huge for our group, and, we're excited.
The Saturday game in Swift Current was actually the start of 8 straight road games for the Warriors. When you think back to that game, what are some elements in that game that you want to carry over to the 7-game journey?
Yeah, I think everybody kind of just, you know, stuck to the plan. I think, you know, sometimes, you know, our puck management isn't the best, and that's kind of when we're, you know, not at our best. And I think when we play with speed and you know, puck management is a huge thing for us. And like I said, you know, like chipping pucks and, you know, just playing with speed, I think, you know, we can really take over the game and dominate our team or our opponents.
James Gallo talking with Braden Yeager. 7-game, 14 days. It starts in Prince George, and you go Kelowna, Kamloops, Victoria, Vancouver, here up in Red Deer and Calgary. This is always a time that the guys circle. How much have you been looking forward to your first trek to the Western Conference?
Yeah, it's been, you know, super exciting as it, you know, kind of came closer. And, you know, just thinking about it, it's going to be busy, but it's going to be super fun. And obviously we got a great group of guys, so it's, you know, it's super fun being on the bus with them and spending time with the boys. So, you know, it's going to be a super fun trip. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, make the most of our trip here and get as much points as possible.
Braden, I don't want to bring up the hub experience in Regina, but this kind of has similarities to it. Back in the hub, it was, you know, game, off day, game, off day, game, off day. That type of schedule is hectic. Similar, you're playing every other game on this road trip. When you think back and reflect on the hub, is there elements from that that you can carry into this experience where, again, this is a very busy schedule?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, kind of just throwing back to the bubble, like you said, it's super busy and, you know, kind of relates to, you know, this road trip. And, you know, I think, you know, most of our guys, you know, that were on that team are still here now. So I think, you know, being able to, you know, get that busy schedule, you know, when we were younger and, you know, as we kind of matured, we're, you know, more able to, you know, prepare ourselves for games and, you know, ready for a busy schedule. So, you know, I think we're super excited and we're going to do a great job.
The Warriors have played an East Division high 14 home games. So is this a good experience to get away from the pressures of home, even though it's nice to be at home, but there's a lot of pressures at home, and just bond as a team?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, it's also nice to kind of be in a hotel and spend some time with the guys and, you know, kind of just, you know, team bond and, you know, bring our team closer together. So I think, you know, like I said, we're kind of just, you know, super excited to, you know, get this road trip underway and, you know, just make the most of it.
The road trip starts Wednesday in Prince George, and there's a familiar face on the other side of the red line, that being your old line mate, Riley Height. Have you guys talked coming into this game on Wednesday night? And if so, you know, what can you share with us about that?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, you know, just it's almost going to feel a little bit weird. I haven't played against or with that guy for, you know, 3-4 years now. So it's going to be really cool. And, you know, just a little bit, you know, talking back and forth, you know, it's going to be super exciting. But you know, there's no friends on the ice.
Do you have to go back to, I don't know, Adam or Pee Wee to the last time you guys actually played against each other?
Yeah, I think even it would have been Pee Wee, actually, yeah. But, you know, we played together for up until midget, so, yeah. But other than that, I haven't played against him since Pee Wee.
Braden, have fun on this road trip. Good luck to you and the Moose Jaw Warriors.
Thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a week for Zach Benson and the Winnipeg Ice. The NHL draft-eligible forward is a good one. 7 points in 2 games to pick up the award. And no doubt, an invite coming to the Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects game set for Langley, BC in January. Voice of the Ice, Brian Munns, has more.
7 points for you against the Regina Pats, obviously a big game winner as well on Wednesday night this week as your club wrapped up the 10-game homestand. First of all, your thoughts when you found out about being named the Western Hockey League's Player of the Week and a nice little run right now that you're on?
Yeah, obviously it's an honor to be named Player of the Week. It was a great week for our team. Got a couple of big wins. Obviously, the first game was a little bit of a barn burner, but the second one was a little more of a, I guess you could call it a good close hockey game.
What was it like to be a part? Obviously, you and Connor Bedard are close. You know each other from the West Coast. There's so many really young, talented players in your age group for the upcoming NHL draft this summer in Nashville. But for you versus Bedard, two sold-out buildings inside the Ice Cave at Wayne Fleming Arena, and for your club to come out on top.
Yeah, it's obviously fun to play a special talent like that. He's obviously one of the best in the league, if not the best. And for it to be sold out in the Flem, you know, it's pretty cool to get a couple of big wins.
It's been a terrific season overall. I know the focus league-wise is just this past week, but from start to finish this year, it looks like you've come in here on a pretty big mission.
Yeah. Obviously, from the start of the year to now, it's been lots of fun. We've been playing really good hockey, so we're just going to keep doing what we're doing, take it day by day, and, you know, keep improving.
Your management made a move with Lethbridge early in the year. Ty Nash comes in, and lo and behold, it's Nash, yourself, and Connor Geeky in the top six right now for your team. Is obviously a terrific line right now with Matthew Savoy centering Owen Peterson and Connor McLennan. But what has Nash and Geeky brought to you and vice versa for you for them?
Yeah, me and Geek's been playing together for a while now. We have built some good chemistry. He's super skilled, obviously, makes plays, super smart. And then Nasher, great addition, works extremely hard, super skilled, great speed, and he, you know, he gets a lot of loose pucks.
Going into this weekend, Ty scored in four consecutive games now. Do you take credit for that as well? Is there some fun banter inside the room?
You know what? No, he's a great player. No surprise to me that he scored four in four straight. Like I said, he's a great player, and he's gonna keep scoring.
With Zach Benson, the Western Hockey League Player of the Week. Zach, you wrap up a 10-game homestand. Your club goes 9-1. The only blemish came on Tuesday night against the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Just thoughts on what your club was able to do over that long period of time all at home?
Yeah, we've been playing great hockey. We had one game where we probably didn't play our best, or we probably wanted it back. But at the end of the day, it's one game. You can't dwell on it. So I think we did a good job at bouncing back and getting the W last night.
How do you assess what the team's been able to do? There was obviously a lot of hype after last regular season. You fall, obviously, in the Eastern Conference Championship Series to the Edmonton Oil Kings. But coming into this weekend right now, a 21-2 record, you're atop of the division, an 8-point advantage over the Red Deer Rebels, and your team has already scored over 100 goals this year. How do you see things to this point?
Yeah, we've been playing great hockey. Last year, a lot of us were on the team that fell short, and I think it's just making us hungrier. Each day we show up to practice, we're not taking days off. We know kind of what it takes to be at that level now. So, it was a good learning experience, and I think we're gonna keep improving day by day here.
Is it fair to say, in watching you from upstairs in the booth, that consistency might be the biggest thing that you've tried to do this season?
Absolutely. I think being consistent, the most important thing as a player. Consistency, you hear it from everyone. You hear it from the best, Connor McDavid, all those guys in the National League. Being consistent is, main focus of mine.
Appreciate the insight. Congratulations again, the WHL's Player of the Week.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to our guests and as well to WHL broadcasters James Gallo and Brian Munns for their help this week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.